and you've joined us for the very first gaming news update of 2017. Sonny Jones will be in the studio. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Steve.
And did you get any really nice gaming-related presents this year, or did you keep it traditional?
I got a new case and I got a new CPU for my computer, but as far as gaming, that's about it.
So actually, it's quite interesting. Actually, did you find it difficult then to get the right CPU for your board then, or was it fairly?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a problem. Yeah. The CPU wasn't actually compatible with my motherboard, but we sent it back last week, and it should be coming sometime this week.
Oh, excellent! Okay, so a bit of a delayed Christmas present for you there. But anyway, on to this week's gaming news, and it's the beginning of a new year, so we thought we'd start off with a bit of a look ahead to what's happening in 2017. And of course, the first thing, probably a little bit more long distance, probably looking more towards next Christmas than the one we've just had, really, is the Microsoft Scorpio, a new console on the way. What do we know about the Microsoft Scorpio for 2017?
Well, so far Microsoft have been really vague about what they've said, but the things that we do know for definite, that it will have an 8-core CPU from an unknown manufacturer, and another unknown graphics card, about 6 teraflops of processing power, and it will also have a memory bandwidth, of 320 gigabytes a second.
So for the non-technical amongst us, what does 6 teraflops actually enable you to do in terms of practical things?
It can be kind of complicated, but in layman's terms, it's how fast it can render each frame. We've talked about frames a while back, but it depends. Teraflops can affect how many frames a second is being rendered in at once.
So compared to the current consoles, that's much better then, is it? Or
a lot better, yeah. Okay.
And what we may know, rumours about the Microsoft Scorpio, well, lots abound, don't they? But the two main ones are that it may be VR capable.
A lot of speculation behind this, because Microsoft have not exactly announced if they're going with their own brand of VR headset, or if they're going to be using the Oculus Rift or the HTC Vive. But they also do want, they do claim that they want to push wireless VR, making VR gaming more mainstream.
Now that's something that sounds very nice if you're somebody who doesn't like cables hanging about your television, or more specifically, your wife or mum or girlfriend doesn't like the cables hanging about the TV. But that's actually quite a tricky thing to do. I mean, we may despise the cable, but the reality is, compared to wireless, it's a miracle of communication technology, isn't it? Always use a cable if you can. Now, games coming up this year, what kind of stood out for you looking at for games that you might see in 2017?
For games, a lot of people and myself have been looking towards Horizon Zero Dawn. It's based on Westworld, was it?
Yeah, Westworld, the series on HBO, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's like really closely based to it. I've not watched Westworld, and I've not seen too much on Horizon Zero Dawn, but everybody seems to be really hyped about it. And it's about, a primitive hunter-gatherer kind of going around a post-apocalyptic land ruled by robotic dinosaurs.
Yeah, okay. I've had similar experiences going at the city centre on a Friday night, strangely enough. So that's a game to look forward to. And this year's going to be a big year for VR, isn't it, we think, as we've looked ahead. It's either going to be make or break. We were looking at the news from CES earlier on, and there's a company called Amido, which is brought out a headset that you can stick any phone into to use as a VR headset. So that will help to cheapen the VR experience as well. But you somehow feel that VR is almost there, but not quite there, don't you, looking at it?
Looking at VR, especially in gaming, it's really slowed down since back in 2016. A lot of the games that released weren't actually games. They're more walking simulators, or more just experiences where you just sit around.
Yeah, not really games at all.
Yeah,
really,
you just look around and things happen around you and you just get to stare at it, I guess. But this year, it looks like people are pushing VR outside of gaming with a crossover into cyclist headsets and kitchen or just home design. And it looks like it's going to be big for VR this year. I'll be very surprised if it doesn't become more successful than it has in 2016.
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because we've already had the whole Pokemon Go thing,
yeah,
where people wandering around with their mobile phones. And now you see these things like headsets, VR headsets aimed at cyclists to wear whilst they're cycling. Mm. Where the whole gaming thing will cross over into things like cycling as well. It'll be very interesting to see whether people will be catching Pokemon whilst heading down on the racer to work or something like that. We will see. It's going to be an interesting year. One big piece of other news at the moment to the Nintendo Switch at the moment. We may possibly have a price for it and a bit more of a firm date.
The price was leaked, or the rumour was it was leaked, that it is going to be somewhere around £200 to £300. But a lot of retailers have been saying that it will stay around less than £200. And if this is true, I think Nintendo will get a lot more sales than any other conventional console.
Because the standard thing is to release a console about £350, perhaps, yeah, some selling a bit cheaper, some a bit more, but somewhere between £300 or £400. And then gradually the early adopters pay the premium for it. And yeah, then the mass sales come afterwards when the price is dropped to £250 up to £300.
Yeah.
If Nintendo's strategy is to go straight in there at £200, then that's quite a big thing, really. They will sell a lot of consoles. Perhaps says something a bit about how far behind they are as well.
Maybe, yeah.
They feel that they have to make a lot of ground up if it's going in there at £200. And a quick run through the new releases coming out over the next 7 days. Lots of games coming out. People be holding stuff back for the new year, I guess, trying to avoid Christmas. But what stood out for you?
A game by the name of Cards of Chaos. Looking into this, it looked like a child-themed game, but it is a turn-based strategy game where you play against your friends and you can use cards against them to either slow them down or send them back a few steps, and the goal is to reach an end platform to win the game.
Okay, and that one is out on January the 16th. Any other releases that could caught your eye?
Yeah, another one on January the 16th called My Pet Rock. At first, I did think this was going to be like
some kind of virtual Hatchimal thing where you're looking after your pet rock, but it isn't.
It's more like asteroids. You got a spaceship that you can upgrade and switch out the weapons for it to defend this little planet that you've got to build up and defend from bosses as well.
And one more game to squeeze in before we go.
Fate/Extellia, the Umbra Star. This one's releasing on the PS4 and PS Vita on January 17th. It's heavily based on the anime Fate's Last Stay, which has been out for quite a while now, and they've also done a couple other games based on the anime. But I think this is the first one that's coming to a next-gen console, from what I can tell, anyway.
Okay, and also on the 20th we have Dragon Quest VIII out.
Dragon Quest VIII is actually a PlayStation 2 game, and it's pretty much your average Japanese roleplay game. You have the main villain, you have a group of characters who, and I think it's turn-based combat as well from what I've seen, but it's all they're doing is taking a PlayStation 2 game and porting it for the 3DS.
Excellent stuff. We will be back with more gaming news same time next week. With a bit of luck, Jordan will be joining us as well. Don't quite know what happened to him today. Disappeared. So we'll find out more next week and probably give him a hard time about it, I reckon. He'll probably give us one back in return as well. But we will be back. You can email Sonny, Sonny, that's S-O-N-Y, at accessradio.biz, or myself, Steve, at accessradio.biz. If there's anything in particular you want us to cover, we'll talk to you again soon.